B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The National Guard is called into Minneapolis. An announcement about reopening mass restaurants coming today. And a historic announcement about the Boston Marathon. In the juice, don't bring up that Rihanna dated Travis Scott because, quite frankly, she's embarrassed. And Romero has sports.
If you're a fan of Madden, I've got some phenomenal news for your ass.
But first, more than 500 Minnesota National Guard soldiers arrived in Minneapolis and surrounding areas as protests erupted for a third night over the death of George Floyd. Fires were ignited at the police department's 3rd Precinct, the base for 4 officers involved in the incident who were fired after Floyd's death. Protesters are demanding the officers involved in Floyd's arrest be charged. Meanwhile, here in Boston, calls for justice for George Floyd took place near the Ashmont T station yesterday, and another protest is scheduled for 5 p.m. at Peters Park in the South End.
I think the protests are fine like that, but they're taking it too far with the riots. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, it's not an episode of Law and Order SVU, so you're not going to get a resolution in an hour. But they're going to get found guilty. There's no way they're not.
It's going to take some time.
It takes time for that. So because they have to build a case and stuff.
The Massachusetts Reopening Advisory Board is expected to lay out its plan to reopen restaurants today. A source familiar with the state's reopening plan says there will not be an immediate timeline on when the reopening happens, but recommendations will include mandating all outdoor dining and tables spaced at least 6 feet apart. And for the first time in its 124-year history, the Boston Marathon has been canceled.
Wow.
Organizers said they instead will have a virtual event in which participants who verified that they ran 26.2 miles on their own will receive their finisher's medal. The race had originally been scheduled for April 20th before being postponed for 5 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. As of now, the 2021 Boston Marathon is scheduled for April 19th. You do feel for the people that were going to be running, because I have a good friend who had been training for it for like a year and a half, and she was bawling her eyes out yesterday because she was running for Teddy Bruschi's team.
Yeah, listen, that's a lot of work to run. And the thing is, too, especially if it's your first one, and it's such a big deal when it's your first one, and then to have it pushed back and then canceled, that's tough. And to run it virtually, I mean, I get the whole running virtually thing, but
it's just not the same.
It's definitely not the same. There's something there with the crowd cheering you on. It's strangers. Yeah, go ahead, Romero. Oh, thanks. Thank you, madam. It's so cool.
In the juice, Ice Cube canceled his appearance on Good Morning America yesterday in the wake of George Floyd's death. He was going to go on to promote his movie The High Note. It's actually really good. That comes out today on demand. You can watch it, stream it in your house. But according to Ice Cube's tweet, he said, quote, "I apologize to everyone expecting to see me on Good Morning America today. But after the events in Minnesota with George Floyd, I'm in no mood to tell America good morning." And when someone tweeted back saying that he could have used that appearance as an opportunity to bring more awareness and make a statement, Ice Cube responded, "I'm done talking. These people know right from wrong, and they obviously don't care. So what are we talking about?" He's got a point there. DMX is man enough to admit when he's wrong. He was on Instagram Live with Fat Man Scoop recently, and they were debating who the best lyricists of all time were. And when Fat Man Scoop said Lloyd Banks, DMX went back at him saying, "Okay, recite 4 bars from Lloyd Banks right now." And Fat Man Scoop couldn't do it. So after the exchange, Lloyd Banks obviously heard about it and tweeted about it. Not surprisingly, he wasn't happy. But the only issue with all this, though, is after Lloyd Banks was tweeting, DMX realized he had confused him with someone else, being Tony Yayo. According to DMX, quote, "It takes a real N-word to admit when he's wrong." And then he wrote, "My apologies to Lloyd Banks. I was thinking Tony Yayo when I was asked about Banks. I F with Banks."
And Tony Yayo's just sitting there staring
right?
out a window.
How the hell did I get pulled into all this?
Because it's not like he can fight it. he can't even argue. He's like, "No, I really do suck as a lyricist."
And in the past week, we did find out that rumors were true. Rihanna and Travis Scott dated back in 2015.
Wow.
But what we also found out is that Rihanna was embarrassed about it. In a recent podcast, former Complex editor Lawrence Schlossman said when he broke the news about the relationship in 2015, it was after he had a 2-hour-long conversation with Travis Scott, who at the time had called Rihanna his muse. But after breaking the story, he says that Travis was pissed off, saying, "Man, don't do me like that," and pleaded with him to not post the story. And when he did, it ultimately hurt Complex's relationship with Travis for years. And Lawrence said that he felt like it wasn't coming from Travis. Travis per se. He felt like it was coming from Rihanna, who wanted to keep the relationship quiet, saying it's not because Travis was like, don't tell anyone I'm smashing Rihanna. It was more like Rihanna saying, don't tell anyone I'm smashing Travis Scott. It's embarrassing as F. We know Travis eventually did move on and started dating Kylie Jenner in 2017. All right, here's Romero with sports.
All right, let's do this. First of all, Drake, can I get one of your yeah-yeah-yeah?
Play that shit from the yeah-yeah-yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen.
Oh, yeah-yeah-yeah.
UFC fans, get ready because
yeah-yeah-yeah.
It looks like we're going to be getting a Conor McGregor versus Anderson Silva super fight. And I'd be way more excited about this if Anderson Silva was in his prime. But however, this fight still has potential to be spectacular. I know you don't know who I'm talking about, Melissa, so I'm going to break it down for you. Everybody knows of, or at least has heard of, the name Conor McGregor. He's arguably the most popular UFC fighter with the and was the most dominant until Khabib handled him back in 2018. And Anderson Silva is one of the greatest and most exciting UFC fighters of all time. In my opinion, the greatest UFC fighter of all time. He held the middleweight title for 7 years. He successfully defended it 16 times before, you know, he started breaking down. But anyway, Anderson, he started lobbying for the fight on social media, and McGregor accepted. So now it's basically up to the UFC to make it happen. So Dana White, please, I plead with you, sir. Make this happen, right? Now, EA Sports, they've agreed to extend their agreement with the NFL to make Madden games through 2026. The Madden franchise has been around since 1998, when people actually knew who John Madden was. That's right. Madden was actually a human being. He won Super Bowl 11 as coach of the Oakland Raiders, and then he became a famous broadcaster, but he's way more popular as the name of the franchise. EA approached him back in 1984 about endorsing and helping create a football video game, and he insisted that the game be as realistic as possible, and that's why it took 4 years for the first version of the iconic game to be released. He retired in 2009. So people don't even know that this was actually a human being, but his name's going to live on forever because of the game. And I know you're wondering about money. What do you think he makes in royalties, Melissa?
No clue.
Between 2 and 3 million.
I was going to say 20 million. That was just random.
I was
going to
say, doesn't,
I have no idea.
2 and 3 million, that's a lot of money, but doesn't that seem low?
It kind of, yeah. I would say like 20 million probably.
Yeah, but the game's been around since 1988. I didn't know it's been around that long. That's crazy. That's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. A big-hearted kid named Curtis Rogers went the extra mile for his nanny, Rachel Chapman. I love this story. Curtis learned that Rachel wouldn't have a senior prom this season over COVID-19 concerns, so he threw one for her. He planned a socially distant prom, complete with dancing and her favorite foods. Rachel's mom tweeted out pictures showing them seated at a flower-decorated table near a magnolia tree, spaced apart by a long pool noodle, as well as another picture showing them posing at least 6 feet apart in their formal wear. Curtis said he did it for her because, quote, she's one of the best people I've known. I love that. That's your good news made hot by the National Aviation Academy. Consider a career in aviation maintenance. Go to bostonwingman.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.